career.
Yeah.
How emotionally, I can see a bit of a tear in your eyes. You were talking about it.
Yeah. Yep. It's going to be difficult, but you know, it's a new chapter, and it's pretty exciting. I mean, there's parts of it that are really exciting, and like I said, I'm still going to be in Canberra supporting the girls and stuff for half a season. So, you know, I'll try and give as much as I can.
Playing in the WNBA, it takes a huge toll, because it is, you know, you're a giant in Australia, but you're sort of about the right height in America.
Yeah, it's just a whole new experience. I think Korea, they've been trying to get me for a few years now, so they are very excited about having me over there, and you know, I'm sure I'll be treated great, and you know, it's just a new chapter. It's not the end for the Caps though. Like I've said before, I'll definitely come back, but it's just going to be a couple of years.
I guess as a sports person, you only have a limited time, and when you're able to make a good living, you've got to think about long term what you have to do with your career and your life.
That's right, and you know, this deal enables me to sort of play 6 months of the year and 6 months off, so it's very exciting. It's very, very exciting, and I'm looking forward to having that time where I can just look after my body and not have to be injured all the time. So it gives me an opportunity to get back to Canberra and work with the guys at the AIS, and you know, just look after myself, whereas I haven't been able to do that, you know.
The team, what do you know about them?
Oh, I'm not allowed to say the name of the club at the moment, okay, because they've got to announce it. They want to announce it themselves about the, but yeah, so it's kind of a deal, but I wanted everyone to know here, just so.
And we've seen a lot of Korean teams over the years come out and play the Caps and play Australian teams. You've had a feel for what the competition's like in that respect.
Yeah, look, I have, and I'm sure, like, it's going to be a different style of basketball. You know, the Asian style is very fast and, you know, quick. So there's a lot. I mean, there's a lot at the moment that there's a lot going around in my head. I mean, I really haven't even thought about that stuff. I just am trying to get through this week and not be too emotional at the moment, so, yeah.
And, of course, you talked about helping you promote the Caps, promote the AIS, and promoting Basketball Australia as well.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have more time to do that stuff, and I guess that's a bonus. It's a shame that I won't be able to play with the Caps, but, like I said, I'll be back. The time will come where, you know, I'll be part of it again. I'm sure that you guys will find yourself another hero and do all that, but it's been a pleasure, just absolute pleasure being here and building the relationships that I have, and I'm sure it'll continue to grow through the next few years.
Well, Commonwealth Games is the next thing on your list too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Commonwealth Games, very exciting, and can't wait to play with Harley and Tully again, so yeah.
And you might have a break from press conferences as this grand final week starts to wind down.
Yeah, well, give it a week or so and then see how it goes, but yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Well, on behalf of everyone, we've enjoyed watching you play.
Thank you very much. Thank you.